There's a wonderful story that I found in the Jesuit Relations. You know, the Jesuits here in the 17th century as missionaries up in Canada and northern New York State and so forth, of a young Iroquois boy who had just been captured by the Hurons, or perhaps it was the other way around, I've forgotten. And he was being brought to be tortured to death. The Northeast Indians engaged in a systematic torture, which would go on for a long time, and the ordeal was to be sustained with a smile without flinching. That was it. That was real manhood. But the boy is brought to this as though he were being brought to his wedding. He is singing, and the people with him are treating him as though they were his hosts, and he was the honored guest, and he played the game with them, knowing where he was going. And the priests describing the thing are absolutely bewildered by the situation. And they say that the mockery of this kind of hospitality for people who are then going to become the brutes. No, those people were the priests. And this was the sacrifice of the altar. And that boy was Jesus, you know, by analogy. And the priest every day is celebrating Mass, which is an imitation or repetition, actually, of the sacrifice of the cross. That's what this priest was witnessing.